If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation. The moment you react, you hand your power away. The world knows this, and it tests you every day to find where your control ends. It pushes, provokes, and tempts until you expose your weakness. Most people collapse in seconds. They defend, explain, argue, and reveal their center. The one who never reacts cannot be read. They are the blank space in a noisy world, the still figure others cannot predict. That silence creates pressure. That calmness bends everything around it. When you learn to hold still under attack, you stop playing the game. You start controlling it. There is a different kind of power, one that does not announce itself. It does not raise its voice or show its emotion. It stands there, unmoved, and the world reorganizes in its presence. This is what the Stoics meant by strength without reaction, authority without aggression. When you reach the point where nothing external can make you flinch, you become something that no chaos can corrupt. Detachment stops being defense. It becomes dominance. Most people think control means speaking louder, acting faster, proving more. Real control is the opposite. It is the stillness that reveals how temporary everything else is. The longer you can remain calm, the longer the world exposes itself. The less you move, the more it reveals its rhythm. The Stoic does not win through noise, they win through silence. When your mind becomes untouchable, your presence becomes unstoppable. This is how you win, not by reaction, but by remaining unmoved. Reaction is the surrender of control. It is the moment the external world writes its will upon your mind, and your discipline bends under the weight of impulse. Every reaction is a declaration that your peace can be stolen, that your direction can be hijacked, that your state is owned by circumstance. The Stoic understands that victory is not measured by how many conflicts are won, but by how many never begin. The one who does not react cannot be provoked, cannot be manipulated, cannot be defeated. The silence of control is louder than any retaliation. The average person believes reaction is power. They think emotion proves passion, aggression proves strength, and expression proves confidence. In truth, every uncontrolled display is proof of weakness. A person who must show their feelings has already lost control of them. The disciplined mind understands that to be provoked is to be owned. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." The world tests this principle daily. Every insult, disappointment, or disruption is a call to war with yourself. The undisciplined react. The Stoic responds through silence. To never react is not to suppress emotion, it is to govern it. Anger, fear, and desire are not to be eliminated, but ruled. The wise mind treats emotion as energy to be directed, not chaos to be expressed. This control builds a form of strength that cannot be imitated. It creates a presence that unsettles the reactive. In the modern world, where outrage is currency and emotion is performance, those who remain calm stand as a higher order of human being. The noise of others exposes their lack of self-mastery. The quiet one commands through absence. Every reaction begins with interpretation. An event has no power until you give it meaning. The insult is just sound until you attach ego to it. The failure is just feedback until you call it identity. The delay, the rejection, the mistake, none of these have inherent pain. Pain arises when the mind declares, "This should not have happened." The Stoic eliminates this declaration. They accept that everything happens as it must. What disturbs the mind is not what occurs, but the demand that it should have been different. When this demand dies, peace begins. To win through non-reaction is to win before the conflict even forms. It is to see manipulation forming and let it dissolve in your silence. It is to watch the emotional trap and step over it. A person who does not react is untouchable because they are unpredictable. The reactive can be read, provoked, and used. The calm cannot. Their restraint becomes a shield. Their detachment becomes a strategy. This is why Epictetus taught that you must train daily to keep your will in harmony with nature. The world will never stop testing your composure. The mind must never stop refining it. Reaction is the child of ego. It is the reflex that demands to be seen, heard, defended, or avenged. The ego cannot tolerate being misunderstood or underestimated. It burns to correct perception, to protect its illusion of control. The disciplined mind sees through this illusion. The Stoic does not explain themselves to noise. They act according to principle, not approval. Every moment of explanation is energy diverted from action. Every defense of self-image is proof that the image still rules the self. The one who has nothing to prove has nothing to defend. The power of composure lies in energy conservation. Every emotional storm drains the reserves needed for creation, strategy, and endurance. People waste their strength reacting to trivialities, while the disciplined conserve it for what matters. Composure multiplies focus. It is the silent architect of progress. When others spend their energy on argument, you use yours on advancement. Seneca wrote, "Anger, if not restrained, is frequently more hurtful to us than the injury that provokes it." Reaction consumes the reactor. It transforms momentary disturbance into prolonged disorder. To master non-reaction is to master longevity. Every reaction is an interruption. It breaks rhythm, scatters focus, and replaces reason with emotion. Those who train the mind to hold still under stress develop an aura of strength that others can feel. In conversation, they pause before speaking. In conflict, they observe before acting. In crisis, they breathe before deciding. This pause is power. It separates instinct from intention. It turns chaos into clarity. Those who cannot pause are slaves to impulse. Those who can rule it. Non-reaction does not mean passivity. It means strategic patience. The Stoic is not indifferent to events. They are deliberate in response. When action is needed, they act with precision, not emotion. They do not react to provocation, they act on principle. This is the difference between movement and mastery. The world praises speed, but wisdom values timing. A single calculated action executed at the right moment achieves more than 1,000 impulsive moves. To wait without agitation is one of the highest forms of control. In modern life, reaction has become performance. Outrage is rewarded, attention is traded for dignity, and emotion is broadcast as identity. The calm are rare because silence no longer trends. Yet it is silence that reveals substance. The more a person must express, the less they usually possess. The Stoic does not announce their peace, they live it. They do not post their composure, they embody it. The less you explain your calm, the more powerful it becomes. In conversation, the disciplined mind listens more than it speaks. Each word is weighed before release. They do not react to tone, accusation, or exaggeration. They let others exhaust themselves through noise while they remain centered. When silence follows insult, it exposes the weakness of the aggressor. The Stoic uses silence as reflection, not defense. Every word unspoken becomes strength retained. Every reaction avoided becomes energy preserved. To master non-reaction is to become invisible to manipulation. Those who control your reaction control your direction. When you react, you become predictable. When you become predictable, you become controllable. The calm mind breaks this chain. It acts from principle, not provocation. It decides based on reason, not emotion. This state is the foundation of self-sovereignty. The Stoic is an independent system, emotionally self-sufficient, psychologically untouchable. Emotional control is built through repetition under stress. You do not learn calm from comfort. You learn it in chaos by practicing restraint when every impulse demands release. The person who can hold composure under insult, delay, or failure becomes immune to the tactics that destroy ordinary minds. Calmness is forged in friction. The more you endure without reaction, the more unshakable you become. As Marcus Aurelius said, "If it is endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining." Every day presents small tests of mastery. Traffic, misunderstanding, delay, criticism, each one is a chance to train the mind. The weak see these moments as annoyances. The disciplined see them as opportunities for fortification. Every irritation resisted adds another layer of steel to the mind. The Stoic transforms daily inconveniences into internal exercises. The world becomes a gym for composure. When you stop reacting, people reveal themselves. Their words lose effect. Their strategies lose leverage. The one who cannot provoke you must confront their own lack of power. This is the quiet reversal of dominance. Non-reaction disarms manipulation by removing its reward. It makes you the still center in a world spinning out of control. From this position, clarity replaces confusion. Direction replaces chaos. To remain calm does not mean to be emotionless. It means your emotions obey you. It means you can feel anger without acting from it, feel fear without yielding to it, feel pain without being defined by it. This separation between feeling and conduct is the mark of maturity. The reactive blur the two. The disciplined distinguish them with surgical precision. The reactive live as mirrors. They reflect whatever the world shows them. The disciplined live as light sources. They project their state onto the world. When calm becomes your baseline, the environment adapts to you. Others begin to lower their tone, slow their rhythm, adjust their energy. Control begins internally and radiates outward. Every reaction costs something: clarity, dignity, momentum. Each one must be paid for with energy that could have built something permanent. This is why the wise keep emotional expenditures low. They invest their energy in direction, not defense. To react is to spend without return. To remain calm is to accumulate unseen power. Detachment is not withdrawal, it is understanding. The Stoic detaches not to escape life, but to see it clearly. Emotion distorts vision. Reaction blinds judgment. Detachment restores accuracy. When you see events as they are, without personal coloring, decisions become cleaner, faster, more effective. You no longer waste time on interpretation. You act on fact. This precision separates the disciplined from the reactive. In a reactive culture, calm becomes rebellion. When everyone rushes to speak, the one who pauses holds power. When everyone competes for attention, the one who stays composed commands respect. Stillness becomes strength because it cannot be faked. It comes only from genuine self-command. To embody it is to signal mastery without saying a word. The Stoic learns to let people be wrong. They no longer fight to correct perception. They let misunderstanding dissolve on its own. They understand that energy directed toward correction is energy stolen from progress. Truth defends itself through time. Reaction tries to force what patience reveals naturally. When you no longer react to being misjudged, you are free. To never react is to protect peace as a sacred possession. Every disturbance seeks to enter through your attention. Guard it like a gate. Do not allow every comment, every event, every opinion access to your mind. The one who protects attention protects direction. The one who protects direction shapes destiny. Discipline begins with selective focus. When something provokes you, pause. Ask, is this within my control? If it is, act calmly. If it is not, release it completely. This is the essence of Stoic practice. The disciplined mind does not negotiate with chaos. It either acts or lets go. Both paths preserve composure. Reaction does neither. It clings to what it cannot control and complains about what it cannot change. The practice of non-reaction begins small. Each pause strengthens the mind's grip. Each restraint builds internal silence. Over time, that silence becomes identity. It is no longer an effort. It is who you are. The Stoic becomes a fixed point in a moving world. When chaos comes, they do not need to remember principles. They have become them. To never react and win is not a metaphor. It is a practical law of power. The calmer you remain, the less you reveal. The less you reveal, the less you can be used. Control of self becomes control of circumstance. Others may have more words, but you have more presence. Others may win arguments, but you win peace. Presence outlasts performance. Reaction is noise. Mastery is signal. The world listens to the one who does not speak out of impulse. When you train your mind to stay still while others panic, you become a source of order. Leadership is born in silence. Influence grows in restraint. To lead yourself is to lead others by example, not command. The calm person becomes a mirror in which others see their own instability. Never reacting does not mean you agree with the world. It means you rise above it. The mind that governs itself governs everything it touches. This is the essence of Stoic dominion. You cannot control external chaos, but you can remain unmoved by it. The less control the world has over your reaction, the more control you have over your life. Every confrontation tests identity. The reactive lose themselves to emotion. The Stoic reaffirms who they are through restraint. Each moment of composure says, "I am still in command." To remain unshaken is to remind the world that you belong to yourself. Reaction hands your mind to others. Non-reaction reclaims it completely. When you train yourself to never react, the world slows down. What used to provoke you now passes through you. You stop confusing urgency with importance. You stop mistaking noise for truth. You stop letting emotion distort meaning. This stillness gives rise to judgment that is clean, accurate, and free from distortion. The calm see further because nothing clouds their vision. To live without reaction is to live with clarity. The Stoic understands that emotion clouds perception, and perception directs behavior. Control emotion, and you control behavior. Control behavior, and you control outcome. This is how the disciplined win, by removing interference between awareness and action. The one who never reacts moves through life like a mountain in wind. Circumstance may touch them, but it does not move them. They remain the same in victory and defeat, in praise and insult. Their constancy intimidates those who depend on chaos for relevance. Calmness becomes both shield and weapon. Reaction thrives on expectation. People provoke to confirm their importance. They test your limits to feed their insecurity. When you do not react, their script collapses. Your silence denies them identity. This is how power shifts, quietly, invisibly, permanently. The ultimate state of Stoic composure is when peace becomes your reflex. You no longer pause to control yourself. You are control itself. You do not resist reaction. It no longer arises. The world loses access to your emotional system. You are free from the push and pull of provocation. This is inner sovereignty, the state in which no one can make you feel anything without your permission. Seneca said, the greatest remedy for anger is delay. That delay is the crack through which freedom enters. Every pause expands awareness. Every moment of silence reclaims territory from chaos. The longer you can stand still inside disorder, the more the world begins to orbit your stillness. Composure wins every war because it wastes nothing. It wastes no words, no emotion, no movement. The reactive may win noise, but they lose peace. The stoic wins through permanence. To never react is to never be ruled. The calm one has already won, because nothing outside can reach inside. The victory is internal, but its effect is universal. Impulse is the untrained response of the mind. It arises before thought, before reason, before restraint. It is the body's ancient reflex to protect, defend, or pursue without direction. In the modern world, this reflex has become the cause of endless destruction. The Stoic studies impulse to understand its mechanics, to disarm it before it takes command. When you see impulse clearly, you realize it is not strength, it is automation. It acts without permission, and the disciplined life begins when permission is reclaimed. The anatomy of impulse begins with emotion. Emotion is raw energy, born from perception. The moment you see, hear, or feel something, the mind interprets it and the body follows. Adrenaline, tension, heartbeat, signals of readiness for action. In ancient times, this was survival. Today, it is misused. Emotion is now triggered not by threat, but by insult, inconvenience, or opinion. The Stoic's task is to separate what is necessary from what is noise. They do not suppress emotion, they direct it. Energy, when guided, becomes force. Energy, when uncontrolled, becomes fire without focus. Ego is the next layer of impulse. It takes the raw force of emotion and wraps it in identity. The ego whispers, "This is about you." Every insult becomes an attack. Every disagreement becomes disrespect. Ego converts event into self-reference. This is why ego and impulse are inseparable. The first provokes the second. The Stoic dismantles this link by dissolving the illusion of self-importance. When the ego loses its centrality, impulse loses its power. What once demanded reaction now passes as neutral data. The disciplined mind does not ask, "How does this affect me?" It asks, "What is this really?" The modern ego thrives on visibility. It survives through validation and dies in silence. It seeks reaction because reaction is proof of existence. Every argument online, every emotional post, every defensive statement, these are the ego's survival mechanisms. The Stoic rejects this economy of attention. They do not trade peace for presence. They understand that external validation is an unstable currency. It devalues with every use. The one who depends on applause loses direction the moment it fades. Self-command is the only stable wealth. Impulse is born in speed. The mind perceives, the body reacts, and awareness is bypassed. The faster the reaction, the lower the control. The Stoic slows perception down. They train themselves to insert space between trigger and response. In that space, choice returns. Viktor Frankl's insight captures this. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. This space is the workshop of the Stoic. The more you expand it, the more freedom you create. Impulse often disguises itself as authenticity. People mistake unfiltered emotion for honesty. They say what they feel as they feel it, believing this makes them real. In truth, it makes them volatile. Authenticity is not saying everything that crosses the mind. It is aligning speech with principle. The Stoics' words are deliberate because their emotions are disciplined. They express what serves direction, not what serves ego. This creates trust, stability, and power. The ego creates a false emergency. It convinces the mind that every inconvenience is an existential threat. A delay feels like disrespect. A correction feels like humiliation. A mistake feels like failure. The Stoic neutralizes this by returning to proportion. They remind themselves that most events are trivial and that no event can change who they are unless they grant permission. This removal of urgency disarms impulse completely. When nothing is urgent, everything becomes clear. Impulse thrives on reaction from others. It feeds on attention. When someone provokes and receives calm silence, their impulse loses fuel. When you stay unmoved, they confront emptiness. This is why composure feels like dominance. It starves the other person's ego of recognition. It is not cruelty, it is precision. The disciplined do not reward provocation with participation. They let the energy of others collapse on itself. In the modern environment, the nervous system is under siege. Every notification, headline, or opinion triggers a minor impulse. The mind is trained to respond, scroll, defend, compare. This constant stimulation weakens inner stillness. The Stoic reverses this conditioning through deliberate abstention. They practice periods of silence, stillness, and reflection. They reclaim attention from noise, focus from distraction, and emotion from artificial urgency. This detox is not luxury, it is necessity. Without it, impulse becomes default behavior. Ego amplifies emotion through story. Something small happens, and the ego builds a narrative around it. It explains, justifies, dramatizes. The event becomes personal myth. The Stoic interrupts this process at the root. They see the raw data without interpretation. It happened is enough. They do not add meaning or motive where none exists. This keeps emotion pure and manageable. The ego's stories are the fuel of impulse. Removing them leaves emotion without direction to run. Impulse is contagious. Emotional people trigger emotional people. Entire groups can be led into chaos through shared reaction. The disciplined one breaks this chain. Their calm becomes an anchor in the collective storm. When others escalate, they de-escalate through stillness. This is not passive. It is strategic leadership. The one who remains composed when others lose control becomes the axis around which order reforms. Impulse always justifies itself. It says, "I had to respond. I had to defend myself. I had to prove my point." These are the excuses of the untrained. The Stoic knows that necessity is often emotional addiction disguised as logic. True necessity is rare. Most reactions can be replaced with silence, redirection, or patience. The ability to discern the difference is mastery. Ego lives on conflict. It defines itself against opposition. Without something to resist, it feels invisible. This is why many create unnecessary battles. They need the struggle to feel alive. The Stoic refuses this dependence. They exist without friction. They do not need an enemy to feel strong, nor a crowd to feel seen. Their validation comes from alignment with principle. They are whole within themselves. Impulse corrupts judgment because it collapses time. It demands immediate resolution. The disciplined mind reintroduces time into the equation. They delay decision until emotion settles. They understand that clarity increases with stillness. Every major mistake in human history has been a reaction to temporary emotion. Every wise decision has been born from patience. Delay is not hesitation, it is filtration. The ego fears stillness because stillness exposes emptiness. When you stop reacting, you begin to see how much of your behavior was driven by validation. The silence becomes a mirror. Many cannot endure this reflection, so they keep moving, arguing, and performing to avoid meeting themselves. The Stoic embraces this encounter. They use silence as self-audit. In stillness, they separate the authentic from the artificial. Impulse is emotional momentum without direction. Once triggered, it seeks outlet, argument, complaint, expression. If you interrupt it, it burns itself out. This is why stillness defeats chaos. Every emotion has a lifespan. Left unexpressed, it fades. The disciplined learn to outlast their impulses through awareness. They watch emotion rise, peak, and dissolve. This observation turns the fire of emotion into the light of understanding. Ego translates emotion into identity. You feel anger, and it says, you are angry. You feel sadness, and it says, you are broken. The Stoic rejects this fusion. Emotion is weather, not self. It passes through consciousness like clouds across sky. You are the sky, not the storm. This separation prevents identification with impulse. It allows for emotion without enslavement. Impulse is the enemy of proportion. It magnifies the insignificant. It converts small discomforts into crises. The Stoic practices scale adjustment, training the mind to see things as they are, neither inflated nor minimized. By restoring scale, they preserve balance. To see clearly is to act rightly. The ego constantly seeks witnesses. It cannot exist without audience. It performs through appearance, through reaction, through comparison. The Stoic lives without need for witnesses. Their discipline is internal. Their peace is private. They do not broadcast calmness. They live it until it becomes invisible. This invisibility is power. The unseen cannot be attacked. Impulse also manifests through speech. Words spoken too quickly carry the residue of unprocessed thought. Once released, they cannot be retracted. The disciplined measure their words. Each one passes through layers of reflection. Does this serve purpose? Does this reveal weakness? Does this preserve peace? Most speech fails these tests. The Stoic speaks when silence no longer serves. External validation is the most refined form of impulse. It does not shout, it whispers. It convinces you that your worth depends on acknowledgement. It fuels action through subtle dependency. The Stoic eliminates this dependency by anchoring value in virtue. They understand that applause changes nothing essential. Praise and criticism are both noise. Conduct remains the measure. Impulse cannot coexist with reason. When one rises, the other falls. The discipline trains the body to obey reason's timing. Breathing, posture, tone, all are tools of control. When emotion rises, the Stoic slows the breath, grounds the stance, lowers the voice. Physical control re-establishes mental order. The body obeys what the mind commands, but the mind must learn command through repetition. Ego interprets calm as weakness because it cannot comprehend restraint. It only understands visibility. The Stoic's silence threatens the ego's existence. This is why people test the calm. They want proof of emotion. When you refuse to react, they face their own lack of control. Your restraint becomes a mirror, exposing their instability. This is psychological strength of the highest form. Impulse fades in the presence of purpose. A life directed by principle leaves little room for reaction. The one who wakes with clear intent moves cleanly through chaos. Every decision filters through a stable identity. Distraction loses access to a mind with mission. The Stoic organizes their day, their habits, and their thoughts around values, not moods. Structure itself becomes protection. The anatomy of impulse reveals the architecture of weakness. It shows how emotion hijacks thought, how ego distorts perception, and how validation enslaves action. The Stoic studies this structure not to condemn human nature, but to refine it. To know the enemy is to master it. Impulse is not evil. It is untrained energy. Once disciplined, it becomes fuel for creation, endurance, and resolve. When the mind no longer reacts to impulse, a new layer of clarity emerges. You begin to see emotion forming before it surfaces. You can feel anger rising and still choose patience. You can sense fear approaching and still act with courage. This is awareness in its highest form, the observation of emotion without participation. It transforms experience from storm to study. The ego will always attempt revival. It reappears under new disguises: self-righteousness, victimhood, ambition. Each one is a subtle variation of self-centeredness. The Stoic dismantles these forms by remembering impermanence. They see the self as transient, the world as flow, and control as internal. The less the ego can attach to, the less it can command. Impulse loses power in solitude. When the crowd disappears, the performance ends. This is why the Stoic values isolation. Alone, they see their impulses clearly, without audience, without validation, without noise. They train in quiet to remain composed in chaos. Solitude becomes the laboratory of self-command. Emotion, ego, and validation are not enemies to destroy, but forces to integrate. When ruled, they become instruments of strength. Emotion fuels empathy. Ego fuels identity. Validation fuels connection. But when ungoverned, they destroy coherence. The Stoic orders them under reason. Reason gives direction. Discipline sustains it. The result is harmony without weakness. Impulse ends where awareness begins. Each act of observation cuts one link from the chain of automatic reaction. The more aware you become, the less the external world can move you. The less it can move you, the more power you hold. This is the anatomy of impulse transformed into the architecture of mastery. Mastery over emotion and ego begins with recognition that both are servants of perception. What you feel is determined by what you interpret, and what you interpret is filtered through what you value. The untrained mind believes emotion is spontaneous. The disciplined mind sees it as a process. Every emotion has a cause, every cause a belief, and every belief an origin that can be examined. The Stoic seeks this route, for mastery is not suppression. It is understanding at a depth where emotion no longer needs to rebel. The highest form of control is the ability to feel without losing command. When anger arises, the mind observes it without resistance. When fear appears, the awareness studies its shape. When pride emerges, the disciplined question its purpose. Emotion becomes data. It is studied, not obeyed. This transformation from reaction to observation is the beginning of advanced control. You no longer live inside the emotion. You stand above it, watching it like a current passing beneath your feet. Ego operates through disguise. It wears the face of logic, justice, confidence, and righteousness. But beneath each is the same hunger: to be seen, to be right, to be significant. The Stoic does not fight ego directly, they expose it to light. Every time ego demands acknowledgement, the mind asks, would this action still matter if no one saw it? If the answer is no, ego is speaking. When recognition loses its pull, ego starves. When ego starves, clarity returns. Emotion and ego are natural forces, not enemies. The Stoic does not destroy them. They domesticate them. Like fire, they are useful when contained and devastating when uncontrolled. Mastery means you determine when emotion moves and when it rests. This control converts chaos into focus. You feel deeply yet remain unmoved, like a deep ocean beneath the surface storm. The method of mastery begins with separation. Thought must be detached from feeling. Feeling must be detached from identity. The moment you can describe what you feel without becoming it, you reclaim authorship. I feel anger is different from I am angry. One observes, the other identifies. This subtle linguistic shift trains the mind to maintain distance from impulse. It is the mental gap through which composure enters. Ego often disguises itself as strength. It demands response, dominance, and victory. But its hunger is proof of weakness. It cannot exist without conflict. The disciplined understand that true strength is silent. It does not announce itself. It does not compete for visibility. When ego is mastered, a calm authority emerges that requires no defense. Presence itself becomes proof of power. Emotion at its peak is a test of containment. Every surge of energy demands direction. The stoic channels it into effort, not expression. Anger becomes intensity applied to work. Fear becomes awareness sharpened into vigilance. Desire becomes focus harnessed into creation. Nothing is wasted. Each emotion is refined into strength through discipline. This is transmutation, the alchemy of human energy into order. When mastery deepens, emotion loses its immediacy. It becomes slow, deliberate, interpretable. You no longer feel before you think. You think as you feel. The space between stimulus and response expands until emotion itself becomes contemplation. In this state, nothing surprises you. Every experience, pleasant or painful, is processed with identical calm. The ego's greatest illusion is control through dominance. It believes superiority grants safety. But real control is not over others, it is over the self. The stoic directs their gaze inward, removing external anchors of identity. They do not need to be admired to feel confident or agreed with to feel correct. They act from principle, not recognition. Confidence built from virtue does not waver when ignored. Mastery is verified under stress. In comfort, everyone appears disciplined. True control reveals itself in conflict. When insulted, the stoic maintains even breath. When delayed, they maintain rhythm. When misunderstood, they maintain silence. These are not acts of restraint. They are expressions of order. The world tests you to expose what remains reactive. Each moment of irritation is an opportunity to practice permanence. Ego thrives in comparison. It defines itself through contrast, better than, smarter than, stronger than. The disciplined refuse these scales. They measure progress only against yesterday's self. When comparison dies, envy dies with it. What remains is quiet certainty. The stoic no longer needs to prove, they refine. Every day is internal calibration, not public competition. The training of emotion begins before disturbance arises. The mind is conditioned daily through silence, solitude, and structure. These rituals build stability before it is needed. Just as a soldier trains in peace to act in war, the stoic disciplines emotion in stillness to hold it under pressure. Calm is not discovered. It is rehearsed until it becomes instinct. When ego dissolves, the perception of insult changes. Words lose their sharpness. Praise loses its intoxication. You realize that both are reflections of others' states, not of truth. In that realization, the external world loses its ability to wound or inflate you. You operate independently of approval. Your emotional system becomes self-contained, impervious to opinion, unmoved by judgment. Emotion mastered becomes sensitivity without instability. You perceive more because you are not blinded by reaction. You notice details others miss. You understand motive, energy, and rhythm beneath words. This awareness gives you precision. The stoic sees beyond the surface of behavior because their own surface is still. Clarity becomes their natural language. Ego resists surrender. It hides behind logic, insisting it must act, argue, or correct. The disciplined mind allows silence to dissolve this resistance. Silence reveals the absurdity of ego's urgency. Every unspoken word, every argument refused, strengthens the foundation of peace. Over time, ego learns it cannot command action. It quiets, not through defeat, but through irrelevance. The mind, trained to master emotion, becomes predictable to itself and unpredictable to others. You know your thresholds, patterns, and triggers intimately. Others do not. You can anticipate what would provoke you and neutralize it before it forms. This foresight turns composure into an art of strategy. You act from design while others act from impulse. Mastery requires honesty. You cannot govern what you refuse to see. Every suppressed emotion becomes a future reaction. The Stoic faces all inner turbulence directly. They name fear, admit envy, recognize pride. They do not justify or condemn it, they understand it. Awareness without resistance dissolves the need for reaction. Transparency with oneself is the first form of freedom. Ego fears insignificance because it equates value with attention. The Stoic finds meaning in alignment, not audience. They live quietly, yet deliberately, anchoring worth in integrity. The ego shouts to be heard, the disciplined whisper through action. Their silence carries weight because it is backed by order. Emotion is energy seeking form. Without direction, it controls you. With direction, it fuels creation. Every great act of endurance, every disciplined pursuit, every achievement of balance originates from emotional control. The Stoic does not deny feeling, they refine it into momentum. Each emotion becomes an ally once it is understood. The ego loses its grip when confronted with mortality. The Stoic frequently reflects on death, not with despair, but clarity. When you realize everything is temporary, praise, insult, wealth, and pain, the ego's demands appear childish. The mind becomes immune to drama because it sees through the illusion of permanence. What remains is focus on conduct, the only thing that outlasts life itself. The mastery of emotion is built through tension. Each time you resist reaction, the muscle of discipline grows. Every delay, misunderstanding, or discomfort is training. The world becomes your teacher, and every irritation becomes instruction. When emotion arises, you meet it with structure. When ego arises, you meet it with humility. Over time, restraint becomes your natural rhythm. The disciplined cultivate awareness of bodily signals, tension in the jaw, tightness in the chest, heat in the face. These are early warnings of emotional escalation. The Stoic responds before expression, neutralizing the storm before it speaks. Breath is command, posture is order. The body becomes an instrument of discipline. Ego often hides in virtue. It disguises self-importance as moral superiority. The Stoic watches for this corruption. They do good without declaring it, advise without condescension, and withdraw without resentment. True virtue is invisible to those who need recognition. The more quietly you live by principle, the more unshakable your peace becomes. Emotion without mastery is movement without balance. The Stoic moves deliberately, guided by reason, sustained by stillness. Each act is chosen, each word deliberate. The world may call this restraint unnatural, but it is nature perfected through awareness. The wild mind reacts, the trained mind directs. When emotion is mastered, time feels slower. You begin to experience space within every moment. Situations that once triggered urgency now unfold in clarity. This is psychological freedom, the ability to operate with precision under any condition. The Stoic does not rush, they move with inevitability. Ego attempts revival through memory. It replays victories to inflate itself or defeats to justify anger. The disciplined mind interrupts these loops with present awareness. Memory becomes reference, not identity. You cannot be free if you live inside recollection. Mastery exists only in the now, where ego cannot project. Emotion and ego both depend on attachment to expectation. The Stoic eliminates attachment by focusing on execution, not outcome. When effort is complete, thought ends. Success and failure lose distinction because both are accepted as parts of order. In this state, nothing external has leverage. You cannot be disappointed when you have already accepted reality in advance. Mastery is revealed in stillness after success, as much as after failure. The ego wants to celebrate loudly. The disciplined simply return to work. They understand that both victory and defeat are temporary expressions of circumstance. The purpose remains constant. Emotion does not dictate direction, principle does. The highest level of mastery transforms emotion into wisdom. You begin to interpret feelings as information about your inner world. Anger signals where boundaries are weak. Fear reveals where trust is missing. Envy exposes where gratitude is absent. Each emotion becomes a teacher, not a threat. You evolve through observation rather than reaction. Ego cannot survive gratitude. The moment you practice genuine appreciation, comparison dissolves. The Stoic uses gratitude as a weapon against vanity. They remind themselves of how little is required for peace: a clear mind, sound body, disciplined will. Gratitude reduces ego to humility, and humility stabilizes emotion. When emotion and ego are mastered, judgment becomes precise. The mind sees cause and effect without bias. Decisions become cleaner because they are free from distortion. You no longer act to prove or defend, but to align and sustain. The absence of ego creates efficiency. Every action serves direction. The disciplined understand that mastery is maintenance. It is not a single realization, but a continuous state of vigilance. Ego regenerates when neglected. Emotion grows wild when untended. The Stoic keeps daily watch over the mind. Reflection, journaling, and silence are not rituals of peace. They are the mechanics of order. Emotion becomes loyalty to truth when refined. It no longer distorts judgment, but reinforces alignment. The Stoic feels compassion without attachment, conviction without aggression, joy without dependency. Each emotion serves the mission of integrity. This harmony is the definition of peace in motion. When mastery is complete, others sense it. You walk differently, speak differently, respond differently. Your presence alters the energy around you. The world's chaos meets your stillness and changes rhythm. This influence is silent but profound. The one who rules their own mind shapes the minds of those who observe them. This is the apex of emotional and ego control, a condition where you are no longer at the mercy of internal or external storms. Every emotion becomes servant. Every impulse bows to awareness. The world moves, but your axis remains. From this state, judgment sharpens, conduct purifies, and peace becomes indistinguishable from strength. Restraint is the highest expression of control. It is the discipline of choosing silence when the world demands reaction, stillness when movement is expected, and patience when urgency surrounds you. The Stoic views restraint not as suppression, but as architecture, the construction of internal order so precise that nothing external can disturb it. Every impulse, every word, every action passes through the filter of intention. Nothing escapes unexamined. The art of restraint begins in the mind. Every thought that arises carries potential energy. The untrained mind releases this energy immediately through speech or movement. The disciplined mind redirects it inward, processing, refining, clarifying. Restraint in thought means refusing to let emotion dictate interpretation. It means holding silence within until understanding forms. Thought is slowed, not suppressed. It is allowed to mature before expression. Internal order emerges when thought and emotion are synchronized. In the reactive person, they conflict. In the disciplined, they align. Restraint achieves this harmony by enforcing a pause between perception and action. Within that pause, wisdom operates. The mind examines motive, consequence, and proportion. Every response becomes deliberate. Every silence becomes strength. Psychological silence is not emptiness. It is control over inner dialogue. The average person's mind is a constant stream of commentary, argument, and noise. The Stoic learns to quiet this internal voice until it speaks only when summoned. This silence allows clear perception. Without chatter, reality is seen directly. Order arises naturally when the mind no longer interrupts itself. Verbal restraint is the external reflection of this inner calm. The disciplined speak rarely and with precision. Words become tools, not noise. The Stoic measures language by necessity. If silence conveys the same result, silence is chosen. Every sentence is a construction of clarity. There is no attempt to impress, justify, or persuade. To speak less is to think more. The world is addicted to expression. Every opinion must be shared, every emotion broadcast, every impulse publicized. This constant projection weakens focus. The Stoic withdraws from this cycle. They treat words as currency, valuable only when scarce. When they do speak, attention follows, because their silence has built weight. Authority grows in proportion to restraint. Behavioral restraint is the visible mark of mastery. Movement becomes deliberate. Posture remains composed. Actions occur without waste or haste. The disciplined never rush. They understand that speed often masks disorder. Each gesture communicates stability. Each decision signals control. When restraint governs motion, the body becomes an instrument of calm precision. To live under restraint is to live under law, one's own. It means the emotions obey command, speech follows reason, and behavior reflects principle. Freedom without structure is chaos. Restraint transforms freedom into direction. It is the invisible boundary that converts potential into purpose. The unrestrained scatter, the restrained build. Internal order is not rigidity. It is flexibility under control. The Stoic bends without breaking, adapts without surrendering. Their calm is dynamic, responsive, yet unshakable. Restraint allows movement without loss of integrity. Like a bow drawn to full tension, it holds potential energy, waiting for the right moment to release. Restraint in conflict is the most difficult to maintain. When provoked, the body demands retaliation. The ego demands vindication. The Stoic feels both urges rise but acts from neither. They see the energy of aggression as something to be stored, not spent. This storage multiplies power. To contain anger without expression is to convert volatility into presence. People sense it. The quiet one radiates pressure because their energy remains unspent. Psychological silence creates authority. In conversation, those who remain calm and measured command the rhythm. The reactive exhaust themselves trying to fill silence. The disciplined use it as terrain. They observe, calculate, and decide. Silence disorients the impulsive because it exposes their lack of control. The Stoic uses silence as a mirror, reflecting instability back to its source. Restraint protects the mind from exhaustion. Every reaction, every argument, every display of emotion consumes energy. Most fatigue is emotional waste. By holding composure, the disciplined preserve focus. They invest energy in progress, not performance. Restraint becomes conservation. Conservation becomes endurance. The practice of restraint begins with awareness of thresholds. The Stoic studies what provokes them. They learn the triggers of impatience, anger, or anxiety. Knowing where impulse begins allows prevention before escalation. Self-observation replaces self-justification. When provocation arises, the mind meets it with distance. This anticipation is the essence of mastery. Restraint also governs desire. The disciplined mind understands that indulgence weakens will. Every satisfaction that arrives too easily reduces strength. The Stoic delays gratification to maintain sovereignty over impulse. They enjoy through choice, not compulsion. Pleasure is permitted only when it serves order. This selective engagement transforms desire into discipline. Internal order is sustained by routine. The Stoic structures their day to limit exposure to chaos. Morning silence, disciplined work, measured interaction all serve to reinforce command. Routine does not restrict freedom. It frees energy from decision fatigue. Structure simplifies. Within that simplicity, mental space expands. Restraint is not confinement, it is alignment. The essence of psychological silence is detachment from noise. The mind is constantly assaulted by external narratives, opinions, advertisements, demands. The Stoic filters all of it through reason. They engage only what aligns with principle. Everything else passes without entry. Silence becomes a fortress built from attention. To control what enters the mind is to control its quality. Restraint transforms communication. You stop speaking to dominate and begin to speak to clarify. You no longer argue to win, you question to understand. Every word serves an outcome beyond ego. This transition from reaction to intention refines relationships. People trust those who do not waste words. They respect those who can stay silent under pressure. In the presence of restraint, chaos loses strength. People who depend on reaction find no purchase in calmness. The Stoic disarms hostility by denying it response. They do not resist, they absorb. Energy directed toward them is neutralized by stillness. This is psychological aikido, the art of redirection without opposition. Restraint is not passivity, it is tactical invisibility. Internal order is measured by consistency. The disciplined do not fluctuate with circumstance. Their emotions follow internal rhythm, not external event. They remain composed in conflict and modest in triumph. This evenness of conduct builds trust within oneself. Predictability of behavior creates confidence. The Stoic knows how they will act before life tests them. The silence of restraint deepens perception. When noise ceases, subtlety appears. You begin to notice the weight of a breath, the tone behind words, the motives beneath actions. Restraint sharpens intuition because it removes distortion. The mind that does not rush to react has time to see truth emerge. Restraint is not only a practice, it is presence. The person who embodies restraint changes the atmosphere around them. Their stillness slows others. Their calmness organizes chaos. People unconsciously adjust their tone, volume, and pace to match the one who is unmoved. This influence requires no force. It operates through alignment. The disciplined measure their inner silence daily. When the mind grows loud, they return to solitude. Solitude is the forge where restraint is renewed. It is in silence that self-awareness sharpens and internal order restores. The Stoic protects time alone as others protect wealth. Noise is expense, silence is profit, restraint teaches proportion. You learn which battles deserve energy and which dissolve through patience. The reactive fight everything, the wise conserve effort for what shapes destiny. Selectivity in struggle preserves momentum. Restraint becomes strategy, not submission. The external world will always attempt to provoke. Its goal is consumption of time, energy, attention. The Stoic responds by limiting access. They control what they consume and who consumes them. This is not withdrawal from life. It is optimization of engagement. You do not owe reaction to every stimulus. Restraint creates boundaries that protect clarity. Restraint in speech is power disguised as humility. When you let others fill silence, they reveal themselves. Their words become information. Your silence becomes insight. To listen fully is to lead invisibly. People trust those who do not compete for space. The Stoic uses quiet to gather understanding before forming judgment. Psychological silence is also emotional discipline. It is the ability to hold an emotion without broadcasting it. The Stoic feels but does not display. They allow emotion to exist without externalization. This invisibility of feeling is not repression, it is refinement. Expression becomes choice, not compulsion. Restraint refines thought into precision. The less you speak, the more you must think. The more you think, the sharper your judgment becomes. Words are distilled through silence like metal through fire. Only what is necessary survives. Over time, restraint becomes intelligence embodied. Internal order is maintained through balance between engagement and withdrawal. The Stoic moves through the world like a disciplined warrior, engaged but never entangled. They give attention without attachment, participate without losing distance. This balance ensures control remains internal, even in chaos. The disciplined see restraint as creation. Each moment of withheld reaction builds strength unseen. Every silence under provocation builds weight in character. What looks like inaction is internal construction. You are building the infrastructure of mastery each time you resist the urge to release energy prematurely. Restraint gives emotion dignity. When feelings are expressed through calm channels, they are respected. Rage loses power in discipline's presence. Grief gains wisdom in quiet reflection. Joy deepens when it is steady. Emotion expressed through restraint becomes enduring rather than explosive. Psychological silence prepares the mind for clarity under complexity. In confusion, the untrained panic, the Stoic breathes. Silence allows thought to organize itself naturally. Problems unravel under patient observation. The mind that does not rush to conclusion finds order forming on its own. Restraint is self-respect in motion. It is the refusal to betray your principles under pressure. It is the decision to act from reason, even when emotion demands release. Every act of restraint reinforces identity. Each time you remain silent when provoked, you reaffirm your command over yourself. The art of restraint transforms reaction into reflection, emotion into comprehension, noise into clarity. The Stoic becomes a vessel of stability in a disordered age. Their silence is not retreat, it is rain. Their stillness is not absence, it is authority. Through restraint, they rule what others waste. Through order, they rise where others collapse. Detachment is not absence, it is command. It is the deliberate separation between awareness and reaction, between emotion and decision. The Stoic sees detachment as the highest form of engagement because it allows participation without possession. To act without being owned by outcome is to operate from freedom. Those who cannot detach are bound by every shift of circumstance. Those who can detach rule every moment because they remain unshaken within it. Detachment is the point where internal order becomes external power. When emotion no longer dictates response, presence becomes sharper, cleaner, and more deliberate. The calm mind radiates control. it does not need to display it. People feel it instinctively, the difference between those who are ruled by what happens and those who rule themselves. The detached are untouchable, not because they avoid life, but because they are no longer consumed by it. Command through control begins with neutrality. The disciplined person trains to see events without preference. They no longer divide experience into good or bad, gain or loss. They see cause and effect as one motion, stripped of sentiment. This clarity is power. It removes distortion from judgment and emotion from conduct. The detached mind perceives reality as it is, not as it wishes it to be. To remain detached is to remain present. Most people live within anticipation or regret, pulled forward by desire, backward by memory. Detachment anchors consciousness in the now. It removes fantasy from perception. When the mind no longer escapes into illusion, action becomes precise. Every decision is made with the full force of awareness. This is how mastery moves, slow, deliberate, without noise. Ego fears detachment because detachment dissolves its fuel. The ego lives through comparison, attention, and emotional exchange. Detachment denies it all. The disciplined one does not need validation, argument, or acknowledgement. They exist without external reference. This independence confuses the reactive because they cannot locate your weakness. When you no longer respond to flattery or insult, you become unreadable and therefore ungovernable. Detachment does not mean indifference. It means precision of investment. The Stoic directs energy only where it produces order. Everything else is allowed to pass. Emotional discipline becomes triage. What to engage, what to observe, what to ignore. This selection process transforms chaos into simplicity. The detached act only where effect is possible. Everything else is dismissed as noise. Detachment turns silence into authority. When others seek to provoke, your stillness becomes a mirror in which they confront their own lack of control. Power flows toward composure because instability seeks anchor. The more detached you become, the more others orient around your stability. Leadership emerges naturally from calmness because people instinctively trust what does not waver. To command through control is to operate without visible strain. The Stoic moves with effort concealed. Every gesture, tone, and word is measured. Detachment gives precision to movement because nothing leaks through impulse. When emotion is sealed, action is pure. Others sense it as presence, an aura of unspoken strength that requires no explanation. Emotional detachment is psychological economy. Every reaction costs energy. Every argument burns focus. The disciplined conserve both. They understand that wasted emotion is taxation without return. Detachment is not the absence of care. It is the optimization of concern. You invest emotion where it sustains growth, not where it feeds weakness. In social dynamics, detachment becomes influence. The one who reacts least controls the tempo. In conversation, silence holds the floor. In negotiation, patience dictates terms. In conflict, composure defines dominance. The detached person does not compete for control. They embody it. This quiet superiority disarms aggression and redirects it. Detachment frees the mind from the tyranny of outcome. The reactive attach emotion to result. The disciplined attach it to process. When success or failure no longer disturbs inner order, consistency replaces volatility. The Stoic acts cleanly, without interference from hope or fear. The result becomes secondary to execution. This detachment from outcome is not apathy. It is focus purified of distraction. The disciplined understand that control begins with detachment from approval. Approval is emotional currency that devalues every time it is sought. The Stoic no longer trades in it. They act according to internal standard, not applause. The need to be liked is replaced by the need to remain correct. Detachment from opinion transforms the mind from reactive to sovereign. When the mind no longer seeks to control what cannot be controlled, all conflict disappears. The Stoic separates the controllable from the uncontrollable with surgical precision. They act where they have influence and release what lies beyond it. This detachment from impossibility prevents frustration. Life becomes efficient because attention is never wasted. Detachment also refines perception. The reactive see through emotion, the detached see through reason. Emotion colors reality, painting events with bias and fear. Detachment removes this filter. What remains is clarity so sharp it feels like stillness. From this clarity, decisions emerge that appear effortless. Others call it intuition. It is discipline in silence. Detachment as dominance is not about suppression. It is about ownership. The disciplined own their inner space completely. No thought enters without permission. No reaction leaves without command. The world may shout, but the mind remains silent until it decides to speak. This ownership is the foundation of authority. You cannot lead what you do not own, and you cannot own what controls you. Socially, detachment projects mystery. The quiet one becomes unpredictable because nothing can be assumed about their state. This unpredictability translates into power. Others reveal themselves through emotion. The detached reveal nothing. The less you disclose, the more control you have over perception. Detachment transforms invisibility into advantage. Detachment sharpens influence because it removes need. Need creates leverage against you. When you want nothing, no one can manipulate you. The Stoic trains to remove dependency on praise, company, wealth, and comfort. Each detachment adds another layer of invulnerability. This freedom from need is what true power feels like. It is silent, self-contained, and permanent. Command through control is visible in posture, voice, and expression. Every detail reflects internal calm. The eyes move deliberately, the breath remains steady, the tone never rises. The body communicates what words do not. The disciplined carry stillness as a signal of mastery. They never appear hurried, desperate, or uncertain. The world reads this presence as dominance. Detachment dissolves insecurity. When identity no longer depends on validation, confidence becomes absolute. You do not need to defend or assert yourself. Your conduct speaks. The insecure advertise strength through noise. The secure display it through restraint. Detachment silences the need to perform. You are no longer acting, you are. To command through detachment is to rule without resistance. Influence does not come from domination, but from direction. The detached lead by stability. Others naturally align with their calmness because it represents safety. The Stoic leads not through orders, but through presence. When you master yourself, others feel it without being told. Detachment protects from manipulation. Those who can be provoked can be controlled. The Stoic trains emotional neutrality until it becomes reflex. Every attempt to provoke falls flat. Emotional traps lose their grip because you no longer react. Manipulation depends on movement. Detachment provides stillness. Detachment transforms solitude into power. The reactive fear being alone because silence confronts them with themselves. The disciplined seek solitude because it refines awareness. In detachment, you discover that peace is not found in company, but in command of mind. Solitude is not absence of people, it is presence of self. To remain detached in noise is the mark of mastery. The crowd demands participation. The environment demands attention. The Stoic remains unmoved. Detachment acts as a filter, allowing only what aligns with principle to enter awareness. The rest passes unnoticed. This selectivity is psychological sovereignty, the ability to choose what reality you inhabit. Emotionally, detachment converts sensitivity into perception. You still feel everything, but you are no longer ruled by it. Feelings are signals, not commands. The Stoic listens without obeying. This ability to separate sensation from submission creates emotional intelligence of the highest form. Detachment ends argument before it begins. The reactive seek reaction, the detached offer none. Disagreement loses fuel without opposition. Silence under conflict is not weakness, it is control of tempo. Those who master silence master outcome. Every escalation depends on participation. Withdrawal collapses the game. The disciplined maintain detachment in success as much as in struggle. Praise is treated with the same neutrality as criticism. Both are distractions from focus. When the mind remains stable through fortune and difficulty alike, consistency becomes unstoppable. Detachment eliminates the highs and lows that exhaust the untrained. Detachment restores proportion. The world amplifies every emotion into catastrophe or triumph. The Stoic sees both as temporary illusions. Nothing external has permanent magnitude. By reducing intensity, detachment restores accuracy. You act correctly because you see correctly. Command through control requires daily discipline. Detachment is not achieved once, it is maintained through awareness. The mind must be watched constantly, its attachments identified and released. This vigilance transforms existence into meditation. You move through life detached yet engaged, alert yet calm. Detachment brings liberation from fear. Fear thrives on attachment to comfort, reputation, or outcome. When attachment dissolves, fear has nothing to protect. The Stoic walks through risk unshaken because they have accepted loss in advance. Detachment removes the element of surprise. Nothing can be taken from you when you have already surrendered it mentally. In relationships, detachment creates respect. When you do not chase attention, it comes naturally. People trust those who do not seek validation from them. The detached give space. They do not demand presence. This creates gravity. Others orbit calmness because it feels like stability. Detachment as dominance evolves into serenity. The highest power is invisible because it does not announce itself. The Stoic radiates order without speech, confidence without display, certainty without pride. This serenity is the final stage of control, when calm becomes strength and restraint becomes command. Every act of detachment increases precision. You become selective with thought, emotion, and effort. Distraction disappears. Focus replaces reaction. Life becomes a controlled experiment in purpose. When you detach from what does not serve your mission, energy consolidates into direction. Detachment grants invisibility to chaos. You walk through storms untouched because your focus remains internal. The Stoic does not resist or engage. They let the world move while their mind remains anchored. In that stillness, decisions are clean, movement is minimal, and presence is absolute. True detachment is not an escape from feeling, it is mastery over its form. You experience emotion without distortion, pain without identity, success without inflation. Everything passes through the same filter of composure. This is freedom, not from life, but within it. Detachment as dominance is the state where silence governs speech, calm governs action, and awareness governs thought. Control is no longer practiced, it is embodied. You no longer manage reactions, you define the environment. The world adapts to your rhythm because your rhythm does not break. This is the quiet empire of the Stoic, the dominion of the unmoved mind. Calm becomes permanent when discipline dissolves into nature. What began as effort transforms into instinct. The Stoic no longer reminds themselves to breathe, pause, or observe. They exist in that state by default. This is the threshold between practice and identity, between mastery as habit and mastery as being. The mind has absorbed its own teachings so completely that it no longer distinguishes between control and self. It simply is. Permanence is born from repetition refined into truth. Every moment of restraint, every act of silence, every instance of patience forms a layer. These layers build not around the self, but within it, until composure becomes structure. The untrained fluctuate with circumstance. The trained remain unchanged. Calm is no longer a reaction, it is a condition. The storms of life no longer reach where the Stoic resides. When calm becomes identity, the mind no longer seeks peace as an object. There is no reaching, no returning, no losing. The search ends because the seeker has become the thing sought. Stillness ceases to be a goal and becomes the fabric of awareness. This is not absence of feeling, it is completion of understanding. The Stoic sees emotion arise, but it cannot alter their equilibrium. Each wave breaks against a surface that no longer moves. The permanence of calm is not learned, it is realized through consistency. Each day that self-command is practiced, the neural path of stillness strengthens. Over years, this becomes the mind's natural rhythm. The internal dialogue that once argued, doubted, and feared grows quiet. The disciplined person no longer needs to silence the noise. The noise no longer forms. It is replaced by clarity so constant that even challenge feels like a familiar visitor, not an intruder. Calm identity manifests through presence. When every thought and movement aligns with order, the body follows. Posture straightens. Tone stabilizes, breath deepens. Every gesture becomes minimal, intentional, precise. This presence influences others without effort. It does not announce power, it emits it. People sense permanence because they feel its absence in themselves. The Stoic becomes a living example of what others chase, a mind that cannot be moved by anything temporary. The untrained believe calm is fragile. They think it must be protected from noise, isolation, or conflict. The Stoic proves the opposite. Real calm is unbreakable precisely because it allows everything. It does not resist disturbance. It absorbs it without losing shape. This is permanence not through armor, but through depth. When the surface is disturbed, the foundation remains untouched. Identity founded on calm transcends external identity. It is not built on role, status, appearance, or reputation. Those are temporary coordinates. The Stoic's identity is built on conduct, on the unwavering internal axis that guides behavior regardless of environment. This is why calm is the ultimate authority. It does not depend on recognition. It is self-sustaining, self-proving, and self-renewing. Permanence is created through detachment from fluctuation. Every emotional high and low is observed with identical neutrality. Praise and insult lose meaning because both are processed as sound, not truth. Gain and loss no longer alter inner rhythm. The mind has outgrown dependency on variance. In this state, the world cannot destabilize you because it cannot reach the depth where you live. When calm is identity, thought becomes instrument. You no longer think reactively, you think architecturally. Every idea serves structure. Mental noise transforms into design. Emotion becomes color, not storm. You paint your life with it consciously, aware of each stroke. The Stoic does not suppress imagination, they refine it into vision. Detachment becomes creation. The permanence of calm also means the end of self-conflict. The divided mind that argues between desire and reason becomes unified. Every impulse is filtered through clarity before it reaches decision. The result is effortless integrity, no contradiction between what is thought, felt, and done. This integration is what gives the Stoic their unmistakable sense of wholeness. They no longer perform calm, they are calm. Permanence is sustained by truth. You cannot fake stillness for long. Pretended calm collapses under real pressure. Only genuine order endures, because it is not an act, it is alignment. Truth and calm are inseparable. Deception breeds reaction. Honesty stabilizes perception. The disciplined person lives in truth because anything else introduces noise. Calm identity moves through the world like water, adaptable, resilient, without resistance. It takes the shape of whatever it meets without losing essence. This adaptability is misunderstood as detachment, but it is mastery. The Stoic can exist in noise without absorption, in silence without emptiness, in solitude without loneliness. They carry equilibrium across environments because equilibrium is who they are. Permanence transforms time perception. The reactive measure existence by events, the calm measure it by awareness. Days feel longer because they are fully inhabited. The mind no longer rushes toward future outcomes or retreats into past regret. Every moment becomes complete. This fullness of presence is the reward of permanence, the luxury of experiencing life without distortion. Calm identity cannot be stolen because it is not built on possession. The Stoic loses nothing in loss and gains nothing in gain. Their value remains constant. The material world shifts around them like weather. They stand as landscape. When peace resides within, external fortune becomes irrelevant. Power, wealth, or reputation are merely tools, none are foundations. Permanence is also self-repair. When disturbance enters, recovery is immediate. The mind has trained itself to return to stillness instinctively. There is no resistance, no struggle, only return. This automatic rebalancing makes chaos powerless. The Stoic does not fight emotion. They allow it to dissolve on contact. Like a body healed by immunity, the mind heals through understanding. As calm becomes identity, speech evolves. Words are no longer tools of persuasion, but extensions of clarity. They are slow, precise, without waste. Even silence communicates intention. Every exchange carries weight because it originates from a place of still certainty. People listen differently when calm speaks. They hear stability, not argument. The permanence of calm is not emotional dullness, it is emotional accuracy. The Stoic still feels everything, joy, pain, love, but without distortion. Emotion no longer controls perception. The mind becomes a clean lens through which all experience passes untouched. To feel without corruption is to live without fear. When calm becomes identity, solitude transforms from necessity to preference. You no longer need isolation to regain control. You seek it to refine strength. Solitude becomes nourishment rather than refuge. The Stoic uses stillness not as escape, but as sharpening. Each period of silence polishes perception, restoring the mirror of awareness. Permanence means endurance without tension. You no longer hold discipline through force, it sustains itself. The mind rests in its own authority. You do not remind yourself to be calm, because nothing can remove you from calmness. The external world becomes noise faint in the distance, incapable of influence. This is not withdrawal, it is sovereignty. Identity built on calm produces consistency in all dimensions, speech, posture, tone, thought. This uniformity creates trust. Others sense stability and respond with respect. The Stoic influences not through persuasion, but through demonstration. Their steadiness becomes contagious, altering environments by presence alone. Permanence requires continual self-awareness. Even when mastery is achieved, vigilance remains. The disciplined still observe their thoughts, not out of anxiety, but maintenance. Order must be tended like fire, quiet, constant, unbroken. The calm identity is self-correcting because awareness never sleeps. When calm becomes who you are, ambition purifies. You no longer chase validation, you pursue refinement. Goals shift from conquest to creation, from proving to perfecting. The drive remains, but the turbulence is gone. You work without pressure because the outcome no longer defines you. The work itself becomes meditation. The Stoic's calm identity turns adversity into confirmation. Each challenge reveals the depth of their permanence. When difficulty arises and no reaction follows, peace deepens. Adversity becomes reinforcement rather than disruption. This is the quiet cycle of growth, pressure refining stillness, stillness neutralizing pressure. When calm becomes identity, the self becomes invisible. You act from principle, not persona. There is no need to project image because reality has replaced performance. Others may see strength, wisdom, or authority, but to the Stoic, it is simply existence. Calm ceases to be practiced. It is lived unconsciously, as naturally as breath. Permanence ends the illusion of becoming. The disciplined no longer ask who they are becoming. They are. The search for improvement remains, but without anxiety. Growth occurs through refinement, not replacement. Calm identity evolves quietly, continuously, without spectacle. It is expansion without noise. This permanence carries power that requires no defense. The mind that cannot be provoked, hurried, or persuaded has achieved total command. Calmness becomes the final authority, a state where nothing external holds influence. From this foundation, every decision, every movement, every word is pure alignment. This is what the Stoic means by freedom, the unbreakable stillness that has become self. Permanence is peace without dependency. It exists even when the world collapses, when plans fail, when people change. It is the one constant that endures all volatility. The disciplined have become the eye within the storm, untouched by its rotation. Everything moves, yet they remain. At this stage, calm becomes indistinguishable from wisdom. Thought and stillness merge. Action emerges only when necessary. Speech follows principle. Emotion flows without distortion. The Stoic lives as embodiment of law, order expressed through form. The world no longer feels like opposition. It feels like reflection. When calm becomes identity, there is no effort left to maintain it. The struggle has ended. The mind no longer oscillates between peace and disturbance. It has stabilized. The person who has reached this point does not appear extraordinary. They appear natural, as if they were always this way. This is the quiet power of permanence, to live in mastery so deeply that mastery disappears. Permanence in calm is immortality in motion. You move through time untouched by it. You act, age, succeed, and lose, but the core remains identical. What once required control has become essence. What once was practiced has become truth. This is the summit of discipline, the transformation of conduct into nature, of calm into self, of self into something eternal.